Welcome to Loving Yourself Fit Podcast, where we talk about fitness, motivation, inspiration, self-love, loving those workouts, loving those healthy foods, loving yourself through the process, loving yourself fit. I'm Megan Hisham. Let's go. Hi guys, welcome back to Loving Yourself Fit Podcast. Today I'm joined by one of my very best friends, Sabine Saroyan. Welcome to the show.
Hey Megan, thank you for having me. It's so great to be with you.
Yeah, so we're always just talking about things online in class or just chatting on our, you know, WhatsApp or whatever, and we just go on and on and on. So I was like, Sabine, you need to come. Let's discuss all our, what are they, like goal, fitness, everythings with the podcast.
Nuggets. That's right. We're going to spill all our secret nuggets today.
We are. So get ready for an amazing show with Sabine here.
Oh man, I've been listening watching to your podcast.
Yes.
Listen watching, watch and listening.
Yeah.
You had some great guests.
You've talked I know, I've loved it. I feel like inspired just from doing the podcast, right? Like,
yeah.
I feel like I get talking to people and then I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, because I don't talk to people much anymore. So,
well, this
the
is
podcast
it.
Has been great. Yeah.
Talking about it really helps, right?
It really does. So that's something we do a lot, Sabine, right?
Yeah.
It's talk about it. Part. Like, and I think when I start talking about like, oh, I did this and I thought this, and then I'm like, oh, it makes sense. Do you know what I mean? Like, cause otherwise you're just in your head and you're all like, ugh. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're such good storytellers.
Yeah.
Right, and creative and really powerful when we put our minds to something. And I think sometimes we just like put our very powerful minds to that part. And like, we gotta switch that. And like when we talk to each other about it, or when we don't let it become a gremlin in our head.
Right.
The secret growth
let it out.
Setting thing, then you don't feel like a troll. As
right.
Maybe.
Right.
I don't know. Is
with a gremlin in your head.
Man, horrible. Like, what are you doing?
And you realize that everyone has these weird gremlins in their head, and it's okay. Let it out and figure it out together, right?
And even if it's not everyone and it's not a competition, but when you can find somebody like I find you, or when we find those like-minded people, when you're like, wow, I think you're amazing. And I think you're like the height of fitness. And I think your energy for exercise is so powerful. And if you're having those issues.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. It somehow makes you feel like I'm not insane.
Yeah. And I've had that so many times. No, but I've had that so many times where I've been like, about me. But when you get outside of your head and you talk to other people and you're like, oh my gosh, like we're all having these interesting thoughts. And we can all help each other with these interesting thoughts. And I think that's what, like, you and me are kind of like accountability buddies. And I talked to, a few shows ago, I talked to my husband, who's like my couple's accountability. And we're together all the time. Right. We're at home. We're keeping each other accountable. But I said I was going to talk about, like, a friend accountability, too, because I think it's a really important thing. Like, I check in with you. I'm like, how's it going? Whether it's going good or bad. I'm like, oh, shoot, I had a weekend of craziness. And we get each other kind of, like, on track and feeling, like, ready to go again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's so nice. Even if we haven't talked for a day or two, at least I'm practicing channeling you or thinking about you.
I think it's also that not even talking to each other. Like sometimes it's just like thinking about the other person. Like, okay, we are on a path. We are doing something here.
Yeah.
And it's not together. Like we don't see each other that much other than like some online classes and stuff like that. But it is like a psychic connection kind of like, you know, we're on this together. Mm-hmm. We're doing something, right?
And you know when it changed? I think it changed when we started talking about the bad stuff.
Oh, yeah.
When we were like, it's not all great. I just did some monster eating.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it's important to come out about that and not just be like, I'm good. Like, you know, because what's that going to do? I mean, that's like saying, you know, you're whatever, have an addiction or something, and you're like, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think it's important to, like, come out and, like, hey, totally. You know.
Totally.
Although, you know what can happen sometimes, I think, with accountability, it happens with me and my husband for sure, is where you're like, oh, I did this. And then they're like, I did this. Oh, well, let's just do bad now. So how do you stop that from happening? What do you think? Like, what are your tips for that?
Rationalization, right?
It's like, I don't think we've had it too bad, but we do have weekends where we're like, oh, I'm off. And you're like, I'm off. And we're like, like, how do you pull each other back in? Like, when you're both kind of like, I think it's easier when one is like, yay. And the other's like, oh, shoot, I screwed up. And then that person can be like, no, come back with me. But what do you think if you're both kind of like, often on weekends, right? Like, oh, things went downhill. Missed some workouts, started eating everything.
Yeah, it happens so quickly, right? Like when you're on a good path and you don't think about those things, you're so good. I know you're good too, but like you opened that little gate.
Lucky charms. You open the lucky charms. I always come back to lucky charms.
Floodgates.
A problem.
I think like I know this isn't a popular answer, but a little bit of like forced like small s shame goes a long way. Like, you know,
not shame.
Understanding the other person enough to be like, we're doing a class at 10 o'clock, don't
again.
You know,
that's been an issue.
Well, but life happens, right?
Life has been happening a lot. Woo.
I think that I've heard that a couple times in the last couple weeks around, like, you gotta do the fitness.
Yeah.
Even if the food isn't happening.
Definitely.
You gotta do the fitness.
Yeah, you gotta get your head in the game, I think. I think when you're doing the fitness, if you're working out and you're feeling great, even if something went kind of funky with food or whatever, you're on that train, you're on that thing. It's like, I feel like I'm in the right place. And I think a lot of people do this. Once they screw up eating or whatever, I had whatever, something bad or something not bad. We don't say bad, right? Something not on your particular system. And then I'll be like, well, I'm not going to work out now. It's like the most ridiculous thing. Like, why wouldn't you want to work out? Like, we love working out. Well, you and me love working out, right?
We love working out.
Why wouldn't you want to do the thing you love? Like, work out and feel better. Feel great. And not out of like, oh, I ate bad, so now I'm going to work out. More like just like continue on with your regular plans. You ate something. It's okay. And now I'm learning to do that more and more and more. I'm trying to think like a bodybuilder kind of, because they'll like have refeeds and eat like a bunch of Big Macs. Not that I'm saying I want to do that personally, but I do try and get my mind in that mindset sometimes of like, you know what? That was a refeed. And now I'm going to go like go crazy at the gym. I'm going to lift some heavy weights. I'm going to do a little cardio and it's going to be great. And then I'm going to move on, you know?
I love that. And I love the reminder that like, the workouts aren't a reason to do the eating. Like, you're like, oh, I'm going to do all this eating and then fix it with workouts.
No.
So, like, that's a part of it. And I think, like, if you have already set up that your training or your practice or you're riding the bike for 20 minutes is just part of you. It's not
life,
Like, I think Arnold has interview that he did that talked about that, right? It's like eating breakfast and putting on clothes and brushing teeth.
Yeah.
And so when you fall off of it, it doesn't feel like this extra thing that I like, you don't have a bad day and go, I'm not going to brush my teeth today.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully.
Like, hopefully. Sometimes. But I think it's that. I think it's having that pattern of behavior that doesn't make it an extra thing.
Yeah. It's your life. It's part of it. And it's awesome. Also thinking it's awesome. Like, we love exercise. So do you have tips maybe for the listeners of how they might actually, I'm writing a whole book about it right now, but how, so tell me your tips. Personally, I want to hear yours. I want to hear like, how can you start loving exercise. Like, how? Because a lot of people are like, how do you, why would you love that? And I'm like, oh, you haven't done it. You haven't done the right thing. You haven't done it enough. You haven't been consistent enough. You would love it. So what do you think? Like, what are your tips?
I think it's important for your listener, for your listener to know.
Whoever my listener is.
I wasn't like very active. Like, I mean, I did gym and sports, I guess a little bit here and there, but I really wasn't a very active young woman. I came into like my love for fitness, like in my 20s, like after belly dancing even.
Yeah.
I discovered the YMCA and I couldn't get enough of it.
Oh, me too. That was my first love there. I mean, I started in the Y too when I was like,
because I loved it so much.
12 or something, 13.
Wow. So
my mom got me a membership as like a, like, here's a gift to a beautiful place. And I went and I fell in love. It was the same for me. Like, I was younger, but like, I fell in love. Like, just, I can remember the smells. I can remember, like, it was just, oh.
Yeah. So having that, like having a place that you actually like going, and I know it's been hard the last couple of years, but either creating that environment or finding that place and not just being like, oh, I don't like going to the commercial fitness place or the gym, so I'm not going to do it. Like, that's the brain game.
Yeah.
I think what your mom did for you, and in this like last 2 years, what my aunt did for me was be the one that introduces somebody to that space.
Yeah.
Love that. And it doesn't help you, but it helps somebody else. And it's like having
forever. For the rest of their lives, it's going to help them. They can always come back to that and be like, oh my gosh, she got me into this. So awesome. Like, I think of it all the time. I'm like, thank you, mom.
Yeah. Yeah. Trying different things for sure. Like, I don't like doing a single thing every single day. I mean, I did throughout the pandemic when I rediscovered online, my love for online lessons, and like,
yeah, I want to talk about that too. Yes.
And so doing that thing and not begrudgingly doing it.
Yes.
Maybe some people have to look a little bit harder and be a little bit more creative, but like, not everyone's as lucky to have like a you who they love being with. You know, I could do anything with you and we could enjoy ourselves.
Yeah, definitely. So
it's just like a bonus that we're like laughing and dancing and
sweating and
like maniacs. I can't even hear what you're saying half the time and we're just laughing.
You're just like,
saying something funny and we're gonna do several reps because she's not counting. And then mostly outfits.
Oh yeah, outfits.
I know
that's,
it's
a big one,
everybody, but you're asking me what my tips are.
Yeah,
for me,
I agree.
Having the outfit, having the right things you feel comfortable in, that you look good in, whatever your body is at.
Yeah, that you feel like amazing. Like, here I come. Here I come.
It's not the oldest thing. And I know some people are like, I'm just going to put on my, but like, it's a like outing. It's like a
It's a vibe. Yeah. You got to like
superhero when I'm doing my fitness.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And like having the right, you know, underwear, the right bra, all that stuff makes you feel like you want to do the thing. I think for me.
Yeah. Definitely.
And when I discovered that, I was like, okay, I'm equipped. I feel good. I have the right shoes. Like, it's a bit of an investment so that, you know, you don't injure yourself or you don't feel uncomfortable. I think those are like my top things.
Yeah, I love that. Oh, what about music? We were going to talk about music. Oh, I mean, let's just have a little side note here on music. Like, because lately I'm like, why didn't someone remind me about the power of music? Because I know music, motivating, totally. But I guess I lost, like, you go away from things and you don't remember. And then you're like blasting that music on your way to the gym and you're like, oh yeah. So music, that's a big motivator.
And I think that goes hand in hand with, like, if you're doing something instructional with somebody.
Yeah.
Finding someone who's like vibe.
Yeah, on the same,
I recently did, like, I've been doing this like fitness training, boot camp, strength training for over a year now. And the music has been so great because it's like a 90s hip hop jam. It's like really good. The instructor is so good at like increasing volumes and changing the speed and all of that, right? She's like practicing DJ in the middle of the class.
Oh, that's exciting.
And then when she's not there and you hear the difference and there's just like a million BPMs at once and you're like, I hate this. My brain goes into a freeze.
And music is important.
It's interesting how your brain just responds to certain things. Like, I mean, I might not be like the proudest moment of my life, but you know me, you throw on a little Pitbull and I can go for like 45 minutes. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I know.
Not Barbara Streisand, but like that beat, I could just go, I could be exhausted. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm really low impact today. And then I'm just doing
it. And you're like, woo! I love that though, right? Like, music just makes it. And even like, I think even just putting on music, like even before when you're not working out, like even just in your day, it can change like your mind about things. It can change everything.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like magical, like having the right playlist and just, I have a few playlists now. I got on Spotify. Like, I am doing it. Did I tell you?
No, but it's Spotify. I know. Oh, welcome to 2022. Spotify.
I didn't know. Well, I had to because my new car needed Spotify. So I was like, okay, I can't use my old systems. So I'm working on making playlists and I'm like, oh, so I have a different playlist for every mood I might have, you know, like this is my driving one. This is my like Latin get up and jump around one. Wait. This like, you know, you can do so much with that.
And the more you use
Spotify
it,
a lot. Yeah.
The algorithm. I mean, whatever that is.
Oh, I know. True. Like they
not sponsored by Spotify, but
it's No, we'd like to be.
We don't have that sponsorship yet.
We don't yet.
But even when I work, I have a playlist called Music to Write To.
And oh, me too. I've got Beethoven on there, man.
Let's share our writing music.
What is your writing music? Just out of curiosity.
It's many things. It's many things. Mostly piano music.
Yeah.
There's a few really beautiful Danish composers and pianists that are just wild. And it's contemporary and it's not a lot of hyped speed, but it's just lovely. Yeah. And
I need that type of music too.
Rolling. Just like rolling. You know, it's not lyrical. So tell me.
You know, and not just for writing, like for working out, it can put you in a mood. And I read some book and it said something like, I think it was a writing book actually. And it said something like, when you put on a certain type of music, your brain knows like, oh, it's going to be time to do this now. Or it's going to be time to write now. Or it's going to be time, oh, you're on your way to your gym. And I think that's so true. Like I used to like have a certain playlist. I remember it was like old Drake and like, oh, Wu-Tang Clan, and it right away when I hear those songs I'm like, I'm on my way to that old gym I used to go to. Like it's like a thing and it gets you prepared for that thing and makes you like, you know, good at that thing. So I think it's so important to have these different playlists like for different things in your life. I want to feel so happy, I want to write, I want to work out, I would like all these different things. Now I'm just driving like, yeah, I got this loud music. It's amazing. It's changing my life. I keep telling my husband, I'm like, oh, I love my new car because the music. And he's like, I think any car could have done that, but it's good that you've figured it out. He's like, I can hear your music like two blocks away. Whatever. It's amazing.
Oh, man. I'm the same here at the condo. Sometimes I forget. And people might come for a visit and they can hear it from the elevator. Like, I'm that jerk.
I have issues, but I like it. It's so good.
And the loudness, like.
Yes, it has to be loud.
Loudness has like, something to do with it. And maybe the frequency thing.
Yeah. You know, and like the bass.
About the brain. Yeah. Like, being like, I am ready to do this thing now.
This. Yes.
Myself.
Yeah.
And do you ever read anything about, in all your readings, about neuro-linguistic programming?
About that. I thought we were going deeper into that. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be.
This podcast.
I don't know. Like, what do you mean? Like, what?
Neuro-linguistic programming, but it's about how you program your brain and how you like, patterns in your brain for yourself.
I'm reading something so interesting. It's called, my mom recommended it. It's called Move. I'll just recommend it to everyone. because it's by, I will tell you who it's by just so I'm not leaving listeners hanging here. Here it is. Caroline Williams. It's Move. Okay. Move. It is so good. I'm listening to it right now because I don't really have time. I don't read books much anymore. I just listen. And it's great. You can listen in the car. You can listen working out, whatever. And it's about how the new science of body movement can set your, now I can't read the rest of it, set your, anyways, it's about how moving and walking, certain movements and stuff can do things in your brain and like just change your everything, you know, and it's very good. It's so good. I definitely recommend everyone read this book because it's so nice.
Great.
It's like, wow. And it's like interesting. It's like what different movements might do. Because it's different, right? I've started walking. I've started walking every morning for half an hour at least. And that's a new thing to me. Like, I used to walk a lot when I was in Toronto in the big city. But when I moved out to the suburbs,
I remember on the bus.
Yeah, I used to walk, like, to and from work, like, anyways. Yeah. But so I don't walk so much now. And now I've just taken up this new thing. And it's so interesting, like, just walking to walk. Like, just I'm going for a walk now.
Yeah,
it's cool.
It's really
like
good.
You get so many ideas, you feel so great. Like, it's just a rejuvenation kind of. Do you walk a lot? Because you're in Toronto, you must walk a lot, right?
I don't drive, so
right?
Yeah,
yeah.
If I'm going somewhere, I'm walking some extent of it.
I love that. Yeah,
and it's for sure the winter, like having the waterfront so close to where I live and a pretty decent park system. Walking saved my life through the whole pandemic. Like, just
definitely,
backwards walking. Yeah. My new favorite thing that my sister.
Do you do backwards walking?
Yes, in the park.
Cool.
It trains your brain. Like, see, all these things we keep talking about is like training your brain differently. It's so fascinating.
Yeah, and that's what this book is all about. It's so interesting. It's like fascinating because it's a lot of stuff you do, and you're like, oh my god, that's why that's so good. That's why I feel that way after that.
We're so physical in when we're doing like dance and fitness and we're intense and we're like, right? And that's, we think that's the fun of it. And it is a fun of it.
Yeah.
But I know for me that I don't apply like my cerebral self to my fitness and my strength training as much as I could.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm trying to pay more attention to like not being like, here when I want to do a single thing, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I love what Yasmina was saying in your last interview about belly dance and like helping.
I did too. I'm like, because for anyone who doesn't know, I met Sabine through belly dance originally too. And since then we've done a lot of fitness and goals and training together. But yeah, we started out belly dancing together. So it's true that relax, and you don't think about it sometimes. And then when you hear something like that, you're like, oh my gosh, yes.
It applies to sitting.
A lot. It applies to everything. Finding the relax in things, you know, finding the breath, finding, and it is something that you and me, I think we're like another energy often. That's why we're always like crazy together. But, because you can't be crazy all the time. I mean, it's not good for you to just be, I mean, it's good a lot of the time.
It's good a lot of the time. I know. And you don't want to be like, you're like, I'm living one life. I'm not going to live monotone. And I'm not, I want to be dynamic and I want to be vibrant.
Exactly. Exactly. You want the levels, right? You don't want to be there, but you also don't want to be all the time there, right? Like, you need to breathe also and relax throughout things. And even I'm taking Taekwondo right now, and they talk a lot about that. They talk about, you know, me, when I punch, I'm like, punch, punch, punch. I'm so hard. I'm rigid. I'm like, oh, I'm going to be, because I think I'm quite a soft person. And so when I go and try and do something like this, I'm like, I'm going to be hard. And they're like, you need to be soft until that last snap. They're like, soft, and then the snap. Because, you know, it's all that, like, moving through things and the relax and then the sudden, like, thing, which is such an interesting thing for life, I think. Like, just don't you want your life to be that, right? The soft and the snap.
Of course. Of course.
In everything, in all realms, right? Not just fitness and health and, like, everything. I see.
Soft and Snap. Maybe that's going to be the title
that
of your
sounds
report.
Good. I might write it down.
It's really, I mean, it's about balance, right? It's about where you find the balances and what works for you, and not being overly intimidated by what other people think you should be, like how intense, or how not intense, or how relaxed. And you just have to find that for yourself.
What works for you,
And not convince yourself that you can't come out of that comfort zone of being extra loud, extra dynamic, extra, and those
definitely
are things.
Yeah.
That's just who we happen to be.
Yeah.
And I've also been, I mean, I feel like Jane Fonda, and that I'm working with this incredible group of women out of a clinic downtown called For Health's Sake. And I'm working with this, I keep calling her my psychotherapist, but she's an amazing physiotherapist who's been asking me to really think about, like, when I do difficult things, especially in Pilates.
Right.
Like what I'm thinking about when I'm doing those things and where I feel like stuck.
Yeah.
And frustrated, and like, how do you think your body feels if you're frustrated right before you do that thing? It gets hard, it gets tight, and you're doing it subconsciously, and your body thinks it's in danger, so it's freezing. So that soft snap idea comes in so many places when you're trying to do hard things.
Yeah, and even not physical things, I think, like even just goal-centric things. I mean, say you have a career goal or a relationship goal or a family, whatever your goal, it doesn't even have to be a fitness goal or like a relax and then workout or like it doesn't even have to be in that realm. It could just be some goal that you're working on. It can't always be the same intensity or else you burn out and you don't get your goal. I think sometimes you need those seasons, you need ebbs and flows, you need all these things. And sometimes we don't do that, right? I'm a very all or nothing person, right? I'm like, well, I'm gonna be like go, and I'm just in my old age learning now. In my older age, I'm learning now that it's interesting to look at my life and be like, oh, it's so interesting. I wanna like figure out this balance, because in my mind, I'm like, balance is boring. And that's something I need to deprogram my brain, because for, I don't know, all my life, I've been like, oh, balance, so boring. I'd rather be all than nothing. And it's like, no, there's something in between, and you can be many things.
And I'm laughing, extra laughing at that, because I'm thinking about like my own face. When someone mentions those things that I still roll my eyes at.
I do too. And I try to get over that. I try to stop. Because we all know that it's good.
It's good.
It is good. Don't roll your eyes at balance.
I know, but it's like, that's the first
thing. I still do
too. And you're like, okay, I guess I'll
be. Great, this person wants me to be balanced.
And you're like, yeah. Mindfulness and yoga and Pilates and stretching and
and it's terrific,
because it's really tough. Like, do the things, do the modified, don't beat yourself up. And it's like, oh, you're too hard on yourself. And then you go, no, I'm not too hard on myself. I'm not hard enough on myself. Like, right?
Yeah. I think we've all been there probably.
It's not automatically rolling your eyes at things and convincing.
Staying open to things, because I think that's a big thing. Also, even just working out or the gym, often people will roll their eyes at me when I'm like, I love working out. It's like the best thing. And I turn people off that way because they're like, oh my God, really? I don't relate to her. Like, what's the matter with her? But I think staying open to it's just like me with like meditation or something that I know I should be doing, but I'm like, oh no.
So good.
And so it's like all of us staying open to all the options that can help us in so many interesting and different ways, right? Like, we need so many different things and different times in your life, you might need different things.
You know, when you think about like change or coming out of your so-called comfort zone, I don't know why I always imagine your comfort zone is like that quiet, soft place, right? Whereas for us, or people like us, your comfort zone is that loud, dynamic place.
Yeah.
And you think you're this extrovert and you're adaptable and you want to try new things and you're so open. Yes. And then when it actually comes to try something that's out of your comfort zone, which is some quietness.
Uh-huh. And then you're so uncomfortable and you're just
what
like,
am I doing?
Who am I?
What are we jumping jacks?
I don't like this. I don't feel well. I gotta leave. Yeah, but it's good. We're feeling the fear and doing it anyways. Doing those quiet things.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Soft and quiet.
No one about us ever.
Soon they will be. When we find our balance, people will be like, they're so soft and quiet. I don't know. No, maybe not.
I don't think so.
We'll see. There might be a transformation.
Oh, man, we would have been wild teenage girls. Like, we would have been...
I know. Why didn't we know each other when we were
listening
teenagers?
To teenage girls talk.
Oh, I know.
And when I listen, and I think it's magical. They're amazing. I imagine that's how other adults hear us. Like, when we talk, like, when my mom's like, I don't even know what you and Megan are talking about. Sometimes I don't even think it's English.
I know. We're on a different thing. But that's what's so good. We have each other.
Or like when I dance for you in the middle of a fitness class. Like those are the moments.
These are the best moments, right? Like I put on Salt and Peppa and Sabine's just like dancing. Or you do the MC Hammer dance. Like we've got
obviously.
You know what? Actually, circling back, I wanted to ask you about online fitness. Like we talked a little bit about it, but tell me about finding it through COVID and all that and how your addiction to just, you're moving all the time, right? You're just working out at home a lot. And I think that's like motivational. Like people can see like, wow, I could just be like doing these amazing things every day. So tell me a little bit about how that all went.
You know, the precursor to all this is we all get what a challenging time it's been, right? No one is glorifying or wishing that this had happened in this way.
Right.
For me, I had the privilege of being at home, not having like anybody else in the home. So I didn't have to manage other people.
Right.
And I needed something to do. Like I was literally just looking for something to do. It wasn't even about having exercise.
Yeah.
And because my wonderful aunt belongs to a club out of Montreal, they started doing some free classes at the very beginning of the pandemic. And it was like very poorly done on like Zoom when Zoom was like, people were just discovering what Zoom was.
Yeah.
And it just got me from the beginning. I was lucky enough to be pulled into this very intimate group of women who were dancing every single day. I think for the first 18 months, we danced almost every single day. Definitely the first year, it was every single day, 2 hours a day.
Wow.
And I was lucky enough to be introduced to some incredible instructors and teachers. And we can plug them somewhere after if you want to.
Definitely.
I'm sure this is. But really having a variety of incredible teachers, including you, who were doing many different things.
Yeah.
And it was, for me, affordable. It was something I wanted to invest in. Yes. I had the technology to do it. And I set my whole apartment up like I recentered everything. So I had a lot of things working for me to be able to like create this amazing environment. And so it completely ruined the aesthetic of my apartment now because all it is a big dance
studio. Doesn't matter.
And I don't care.
Doesn't matter. That's the best.
Yeah, I pump it through the big screen TV and through all of my speakers. I love that I introduced that to you and it changes the whole experience.
I know.
I honestly...
Sabine got me onto it, because now I teach with my big TV and everything and it's terrific.
And maybe it makes me a technology princess, but like, I don't know how people have been working out on their like iPad or their phone.
I know.
Going back to the music thing. So like, because I've loved the music, it's been mostly like disco and Latin... inspired dancing and there's no fuss. There's no getting on a bus or a train or running to a gym.
Yeah. There's no excuse. Like it's like right there.
Really none.
Well, but there really is. I actually, what about that? Because I feel like I work out at home a lot and there's so many excuses. So how do you get over that? Because like you think, oh, there's no excuse. It's at home. It's right there. You have the time. You're going to do it. But how do you get past, because I know there are excuses. I know there are ways to be like, oh, I know.
Honestly, so, not yet. There hasn't been that yet.
No, I have had like, that.
There's no kids to take to hockey. There's nobody to do homing school.
But what about just the feeling of like, oh, I got to get up and do this. You always do it though, right? Like Sabine's messaged me and been like, oh, I didn't feel like doing it, but I did it and yay, right? Like we've been in class together. And
Always. It's that thing. It's that magical thing that's happened that I'm like, my favorite people are inside that box right now doing something I love to do.
Yeah, that's a good
one. What am
I
doing? Am I cleaning?
I gotta be with them.
Am I playing here? I've got 23 other hours.
Yeah, to do everything else. Right. That's a good thought. Right?
Even if I have work to do, like I will sit with my gym stuff on and like a blazer and finish a meeting. I don't know if any of my coworkers listen to this podcast. I hope they will. But like I'm warming up while the meeting got another.
I love that.
And then I'm going to the Pilates.
Yeah, there's an important meeting now. Because it is. It's the most important meeting. Come on.
They're in my calendar, so no one books the time. They're my appointments. Yeah. And I get it. Like I have the flexibility to do an 11 a.m. class.
Yeah.
But there's classes all over the place and all different kinds of times. So the competitiveness, I think accepting that it's okay to have external motivators and external incentives and not be like, do it for yourself. It's like, I didn't motivate myself, but you motivate me. Yeah. And them being in that box motivates me and knowing how much fun we're going to have and knowing how cute I'm going to look and knowing how exciting it's going to be. And like,
all I love that. Yeah.
Just make me want to be there, especially the smaller classes. When you get to like, oh God, I sound like such a egomaniac, but like when you actually get to be a big square and it's not like Hollywood Square, and you feel like the four of you are dancing together.
Yeah, because you are. It's pretty amazing, right?
Really,
like because online is so different, but it's so cool too. Because it's like. I have an online class and Sabine's in it and it's a very small class. And I feel like we are a club. Like we're like, here we are, like, here we are together again. Our squares are together. And it's like, we're in each other's hearts, like you're together, right? You're not just going to some random place in your big, whatever class and it's happening. There's not as much accountability actually in that circumstance. I feel like there's more accountability when I'm like, I don't see you in the square. You know what I mean? Like it's a bit more.
Yeah.
You know, when people don't.
It's egocentric. I think when you build this expectation that you're going to be there.
I think it's important. Yeah.
Then you better show up because the other two need you to be there. You're the club.
Yeah.
You're the club.
Yeah. You're letting down the club. You don't show up. But I think that's something about accountability that's amazing. I mean, just like going and working out with someone or whatever, like, okay, we have this date, we're doing it, rather than just like, I'll get there, I'll do something sometime. It's better because then you don't want to let someone else down. Often we'll let ourselves down. I think sometimes that happens where we're like, well, whatever. I said I'd do it. I did that today, actually. I said I'd do it, but I have other things to do for other people. But if you have that, like, okay, they expect me or she expects me or something like that, it's sad but true. Sometimes it does make you kind of, you know, okay, I'll go.
And getting over it being sad, I think, is important. Like, you just find out what motivates you.
Yeah, I guess. Do you know? It's just sad that, like, you can't do that for yourself sometimes. Like, why won't I keep my own date? That should be the most important thing. But you do sometimes, you know, whatever. But you're right. I mean, sometimes you need to do what motivates you no matter what. I think no matter what you think about that, like, oh, too bad I can't do it on my own. Oh, well, what's going to work? What's going to work for me then?
Well, and the other thing is maybe the motivation is somebody else, but the benefit is yours. Like, you're not benefiting from me working out. Only I'm benefiting. Yeah. That so what gets you there isn't the thing. The fact that you showed up, even if you don't do
used a tool to get there. Yeah.
Yeah. You show up. I think not showing up is when it gets real easy to say, oh, I'm not going to do it. Yeah. And then stop. So just showing up, even
showing up is a big thing. And I say that to people about gyms, like, hey, just go to the gym, tell yourself you'll be there 5 minutes. I'm sure you won't be there 5 minutes, but even I went to the gym the other day. I was like, I have like half an hour between a million things, but the gym is in between. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to do something. It might be like 20 minutes, but you know what? That's better than not going. I felt so much better. I felt pumped up. Maybe I didn't get a super long workout, but it was intense. I was like, I only have this long. Let me do something crazy. Just getting somewhere, showing up. And even if you don't feel like it, I think you often start feeling like it in the mids when you hear the music and you get going, and you know, that can happen too.
For sure. I had a tech malfunction in a class the other day. I was all ready and I was ready to dance, and then the music was really bad. I was like, oh. But then I just went and like rode the bike for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even going into that. But I was like, I'm going to do it, because if I don't, I know I'm going to feel worse that I didn't even try to do something for that.
Yeah, for sure. And you do always feel better, right? You always feel great.
Always.
So much better.
What's that? I mean, that's all part of, you know, circling back. That's part of it, is just keep doing the little things until the little things become natural. Yeah. And then you want to do the intense things, and then you want to work out 5 days a week and do the
And you're addicted.
And want to do like fitness competitions or be a ninja, which is my new
thing.
Will I ever be a ninja? I don't know.
We will be ninjas doing fitness competitions together.
Wow. It'll
be amazing. Ninjas. I wanted to talk about like kind of incentives, like you said. So incentives, what do you think about that? Me and Sabine just did a little mini photo shoot a few weeks ago. Let's talk about that, because that was a nice incentive.
It sure was.
And it got me thinking, and it got me motivated, and it got me feeling like just like, yeah, like I'm going in a certain path and it's interesting and I'm feeling like pumped. Right. So
seeing yourself differently, again, getting out of like your face and what you think you look like. Yeah. And looks don't necessarily are the driver for a lot of people. But to me, that aesthetic, that feeling, that like looking good, feeling good.
Yeah.
A big part of it. And maybe that has to do with like the way I was raised, or like my own body images from a kid, or like whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
But, you know, going back to like what drives you, it's like, don't be mad at what drives you. Well, don't be mad at the incentive. Yeah. Like if your incentive is looking super sexy, then that's okay.
Yeah.
And some people are like, you should be doing it for your health. It's like, maybe that's what you should be doing it for. But
Exactly. And the thing is, like, you'll be doing it. Your health will get better. Don't worry if you're being fit. But you need to get what you're interested in as the big like carrot in front of you. Like, oh my gosh, I am gonna like whatever excites you. And that's what I always say. Like, it has to be exciting to you. Like for me, like the photo shoot is exciting. I'm going to be super healthy and look beautiful and glowing as much as I can. We had like what, a week and a half or two to kind of.
Imagine we'd had like, more. We would have been right up there on
Shape
Magazine.
Like goddesses, like God.
Oh, yeah. She would have been saying this up for the next pro shoot. 100%.
But, you know, just small things like that, I think kind of just, and as soon as I saw that shoot, I thought of you. I was like, oh, Sabine, you should do this. I was like, I don't know why. I just feel like you should. And just jumping on those things that can kind of like motivate you, like jumpstart things and make you feel, you know, and realizing what your motivation really is. I don't know. I feel like sometimes people say, oh, I want to be able to run around with my kids. And that might be their motivation. But I think sometimes people think that's an awesome thing to say. But like, is that exciting? Is that like, oh my gosh, I'm going to eat healthy and work out every single day in order to be fit enough to, I don't know. So, like, I'm always telling people, get more like exciting goals that you're going to be like, oh, like, I can't wait to do that. I'm going to jump out of bed and do that. You know what I mean? And how do you find your exciting goals? Like, how do you think about them and figure them out. Because I think sometimes people don't give that much thought. They're just like, oh yeah, I want to be fit.
It's about figuring out what that means for you, right?
Yeah.
When I think about,
like, the feeling,
the theme of your whole book and your podcast, like, what makes you love you best?
Right. It's what makes you feel alive?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. And if it's not the things that you're supposed to do, which is like,
right,
be a mom or like be, yeah, are those the things that make you love yourself the most, mm-hmm, or are those the things you think you're supposed to do?
Right.
I don't know. And I'm not an expert because I'm not a mom. Yeah. But for me, like, there is this huge part of me that always said to myself, oh, I love myself no matter what I look like.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And we have all this wonderful self-love and amazing positive body image until you don't. And yeah, then when you realize that you love you however you are, and imagine you looked a way that made you love yourself even more.
Right.
Amazing, right?
That's a good one. And yeah.
The results, like when you start to see results, whatever results looks like for you, and that for me has really, and you know, if this sounds shallow, that's okay. I'm okay with that. But like seeing that little cut on the shoulder, or when that little line comes in on that ab,
yeah,
or you're not even trying and you see those creases on your hamstrings, yes, or quads, and
I'm
you're
with,
like,
you on that. That is, yes, like,
you know, yes, that little extra moment gets a little bit.
Definitely. And
you don't have to like cover up or hide or have that, mm-hmm, second of like not liking it. When you like it, you, yes, are so uplifted that you don't actually have to be as loud and dynamic and gregarious, because you,
yeah,
feel that on the inside.
I've only
realized that since I had this big body transformation over the last 2 years, mm-hmm, where I managed to lose over 50 pounds. And now I,
wow,
see the difference in my body. And
yeah,
I hear, she was great too.
Yeah.
She was great.
Yeah,
great.
Right.
Like, it's a different person. I didn't even know,
yeah,
I looked like that, Meg. I wasn't even aware I looked like that.
I think that happens often, though, to so many. And I've been so many different ways, so I know all the possibilities.
We've known each other through so many things and so many.
We
pounds.
Have. We've known each other through so many bodies.
So many hundreds of pounds.
But it's true. I think people don't realize what what they might feel. And it might be different for everyone. Someone might like themselves one way. I might like myself, like, whatever. Like, I'm not saying you need to be striving for that one body that everyone wants. Like, you might love yourself at a different place where I am more in love with myself at that place. Like, it can be so different. But you, mm-hmm, need to find what you, like, I feel good with this. This feels, and just experimenting, I think, helps, right? Because if you don't experiment, you don't know. You don't know what you could be. You don't know what anything. You don't know if you'd like to see that ab line if you've never tried it. Like, try it on, man.
Or if it's just being lighter and your feet,
yeah,
hurting less, or your knees,
right,
hurting less.
There's that too, right?
The mobility stuff, right? Like,
yeah,
roll around,
yeah,
on the ground, lie down and,
yeah,
get back up. Like, those are basic functional health things,
yeah,
that I think,
yeah,
are more than just the aesthetics, but the aesthetics aren't bad either. Like, there's a byproduct.
I know. It can be one or the other. I mean, you can start with one and the other thing comes, right? So,
no one
and
you
I say often,
outfits.
Yeah, exactly. The thing is, people will be like, I want to lose 20 pounds. I'm like, okay, but what do you think you're going to be doing when you lose those 20 pounds? What's going to make you feel so good when, like, because losing 20 pounds is like an idea that, okay, that will come when we get healthy. But what is going to be your life when you lose that? Like, what is it that you're thinking that's going to do, right? Because that's the thing that's going to make you get out of bed. Not 20 pounds. Like, okay. But it's the whole what that means in your life, right? Or it might not be losing 20 pounds. It might be adding, packing on a bunch of like sexy muscle, or it might be,
totally,
you know, I don't know. Everyone has different goals and it's important to find your own, but yeah.
You're so good at reminding me of that always. Just in that, in like, yes, you should set those goals and,
yeah,
not wait to be happy until you get there, right? Like, you're gonna be like, when I lose the weight, I'll be happy. When I do the exercise, I'll be happy. No, there has to be something in the immediate term too.
Definitely.
Whether it's your buddy, or it's your great new outfit, or it's the new gym you go to, or it's the new park path that you find. Like, you've got to do that part of it. And then the rest of it comes into place. But like, you've got to do the moment where you go, what is the thing right now? And you get your brain there, get your brain along.
Or else you'll never get to those goals. It's very hard to get to the goals if you're not feeling good about anything. Right. If you don't feel good, you're not going to be working on yourself. Like, ew, like, why would you work on something you're not really into? You got to be into yourself at all stages.
We're pretty good at that. Very lucky and fortunate. And our favorite saying ever is, I am a masterpiece and a work in progress.
Yes. Masterpiece and work in progress. That is my favorite thing.
I have no issues with that. So humility be damned.
I think everyone should think that way, though. Come on. Everyone's a masterpiece and a work in progress, honestly.
Well, maybe we'll convince a couple other of your listeners to feel that.
Hopefully.
This is the PSN hour.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much for being here, Sabine.
Oh, man, this is great. I love this. Thanks for inviting me. It's been a pleasure.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of Loving Yourself Fit podcast. If you loved it, help us out and leave a like, a review. It goes a long way here on iTunes. Definitely tell your friends about it. And see you next week. Same time, same place. Loving Yourself Fit Podcast.